On France's Atlantic coast, the backwaters of the Bay of Arcachon nurture oyster beds and a way of life that's been undisturbed for years. Until this month, that is, when a tide of change swept ashore. Commentator Nancy Coons bears witness.
The tiny village of L'Herbe is really just a grid of oyster shacks huddled on the shore. The oystermen's cabins and their hands-on way of life pass from father to daughter, mother to son. It's a way of life that still appeals to young people, living each day to the rhythm of the tides. Yves Fauchier has been raising oysters in L'Herbe since 1976, and he's taken me out on his boat to the beds many times. Last September, the ritual was the same. The waters were clean, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We pulled away as the tide receded and putted across to the center of the bay. The water slid slowly away, exposing row on row of oysters. The air smelled of brine. As far as I could see, there were oyster beds and men and women working them. They heaved bags of baby oysters onto underwater racks. They heaved bags of mature oysters onto boats. Yves pried open a few. He slurped them down and threw the shells back into the sea. As the tide reversed, we turned back toward shore to hack and sort and ship the oysters to village markets and Parisian brasseries. It's a peaceful life, a pure life, and it hasn't changed for generations. Until January 5th. At 3 a.m. that Sunday morning, a wave of crude oil rode a wild high tide from the open sea into the bay. It came from the Prestige, a tanker that had sunk off the coast of Spain 6 weeks before. The oil spill had congealed into doughy black balls. They bobbed above the oyster beds and floated ashore. Immediately, the regional government blocked the sale of oysters from the Bay of Arcachon. The oystermen swallowed hard and supported the ban for their own good. They gathered samples and sent them in for lab tests. For an awful moment, the oystermen's lives, already slow-paced, came to a grinding halt. Then the cleanup team arrived. Draining out sand, firemen burned oil-soaked debris. Volunteers raked the beaches, taking care not to touch the toxic blobs. The oystermen of L'Herbe joined the battle. But between scouring sessions, they hovered around silent cabins, their faces like WPA portraits from the Dust Bowl. Every weekend my wife and I can't sell our oysters at the market, we lose a quarter of a month's income, the young oysterman muttered. Yves served me oysters. I ate them in solidarity. They tasted delicious. They tasted like wormwood and gall. The oystermen waited, their lives on hold. Then the lab results came in at last. The hydrocarbon count was 10 times below the national norm. The bay was declared officially clean. The sales ban was lifted. But the shell-shocked oystermen wonder, will the public, their clientele, accept the clean bill of health? For now, they can pick up their lives where they left off. But they'll keep one eye on the mouth of the bay.
Nancy Coons is a travel writer who lives in France.